Good morning. Today's daf and Yomas Pei Vav. We are starting today on Pei Hei Amud Beis. We are rounding down to the winding down to the end of the Masechta. We are going to be starting the topic of Tshuva today. As I'm sure you could have guessed, that's an integral part of Yom Kippur. Is that's Mechaper, provides atonement. That's been a constant theme throughout the Masechta, but we've been talking it in terms of Karbanos and Avoda. Now we're going to be talking about Kapara in terms of Tshuva. So a person would like to receive a kapara for doing an avera. So the easy answer is tshuva. That's the easy answer. But it gets a little bit more involved. It gets a little bit more complicated in terms of how tshuva is done. So in terms of the how and how tshuva is done, so that's coming up a little bit later on. That's not so much for today's daf. But today's daf is going to be focusing on where tshuva is available and where tshuva is not available. And what exactly is going to be the intersection, interplay between Tshuva and Yom Kippur? All that coming up in today's daf, we begin with the Mishnah. Chatas. So in terms of what provides kapara, so Karban Chatas provides kapara, as does Ashem Vaday. Ashem Vaday, says Rashi over here, in contrast to an Ashem Talui, there are two different categories of an Ashem. An Ashem Vaday, for specific averas in the Torah, Torah outlines that you have to bring a Karban Ashem. A Karban Ashem is very similar to that of a Karban Chatas, meaning that the key goal of the Karban is to provide a Kapara. Just happens to be that for most of Averos in the Torah, I want to say most, I mean most that require Karban, so most of them require Karban Chatas. There are a total of, the Gemara, the first Mishnah Krisa says that there are 34 Averos in the Torah that require a Karban Chatas. There are two other Averos as well that you're Chayv Kares for, but that's Pesach and Mila, which are Mitzvah Seseh. But for Lo Saseh, so the Mishnah there racks up a total of 34. So there are 34 different averas that require a Karban Chatas. On the other hand, but for an Ashem Vaday, there are only 5 that require an Ashem Vaday. There's also another type of Ashem as well. That's an Ashem Talui. Ashem Talui, in the event that a person may have violated one of the Isuri Kares, he's unsure. There are two pieces in front of him, one Shuman, the other Chelev. He eats one of the two pieces. He's not sure which one he ate. So under those circumstances, there's a way to provide a temporary kapara, and that's by bringing an Ashem Talui. Okay, but the Mishnah's point over here is that the Chatos and the Ashem Vaday provide a kapara. Misa and Yom Kippur mechaprim im hatshuva. Now, also death and Yom Kippur also provide a kapara, and that's together with tshuva. It's interesting, the Mishnah didn't say that with the Chatos and the Ashem. Why didn't the Mishnah say im hatshuva when it comes to Chatos and Ashem? You're not doing tshuva when you bring your karmen Chatos or you bring your karmen Ashem. And Rashi says you did tshuva. Mistama, Rashi writes, second Rashi in the Mishnah. Oh, Mistama tshuva ikash im lo hayam eschari, lo hayam evi karban. Right? Why did you bring a karban in the first place? Obviously, it's because of regret. What comes out from Rashi over here is that a big part of tshuva is that it is a totsa, it's a result of charata, of regret. Again, that's coming up a little bit later on. We're not going to see so much of that today, in today's daf, but anyway, but it's clear. So Rashi assumes that, of course, he had tshuva also with the Karban Chatos and the Ashem Vaday. It just happens to be that it's Mistama. In other words, it's understood that you had tshuva. But when it comes to Misa, when it comes to Yom Kippur, so it's not Mistama, right? A person can go all the way through Yom Kippur and have no thoughts of tshuva whatsoever. So that's why the Mishnah had to write it out. And Rachmanis, and unfortunately, same thing is true with death. People die without any hiruri tshuva. That's why the Mishnah had to write it when it comes to Yom Kippur and Misa. Continuing in the Mishnah, tshuva mechaperes al averes kalos. Now, as far as tshuva is concerned, so what is tshuva effective for? So it's effective for the lighter averes. What are lighter averes? Alase v'alosa say. So when it comes to averes of neglect of a positive commandment or violation of a negative prohibition. So tshuva is good for those. V'ala chamuros. Now, what about the chamuros? Is tshuva by itself effective? No. It needs a dynamic. It needs a teamwork. And that is utolash yevol yamakipur v'yichaper. So as far as the chamuros are concerned, now chamuros obviously is anything above a lo sase. Okay, what's above a lo sase? So, right, plenty is above a lo sase. So presumably when the Mishnah says lo sase and putting it in the lighter category, it meant a lav greda, just simply a simple lav. But when we talk about the chamuros, we're talking about a lav sheish bukares, we're talking about Mises Bezdin. Okay, right, that's the easy way to read the Mishnah, although I'm, right, just a subtle warning. Later, we're going to suggest another reading of the Mishnah, but that's a simple way to read the Mishnah. So when it comes to the chamur, so tol achi yavo yom kippur v'yichaper. So when it comes to an aver chamura, let's right now just say like an Issur Karis, for example. So there, and obviously we're talking about a scenario where there's no carbon possibility, i.e. it was done b'mezin. So there, what could provide a kapara is going to be both tshuva and Yom Kippur. Okay, tag team effort. HaOmer echativ eshuv echativ eshuv in maspikin biyadol asos tshuva. Let's say a person has the following game plan. It's not a good strategy, says the Mishnah, where he says, "Look, I'll do a chait, but you know there's tshuva. So I'll do a chait and I'll do tshuva." And the Mishnah repeats itself, and he does it again. So in maspikin biyadol asos tshuva, you're just simply not going to have the opportunity to do tshuva. The simple understanding of the Mishnah is that you're going to be habituated in doing the avera. Meaning, if the game plan is, the strategy is that, look, right now, Yetzer Hara got the best of me, and I'm going to just simply cave into my Yetzer Hara, and later down the road, I'll do tshuva. So the Mishnah says you're just going to be so habituated that it's not really going to be an option. It's a simple way to read the Mishnah. Echatev Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Let's say you do a chait with the plan, another poor strategy, but with the plan that Yom Kippur will provide a kapara. So there, Yom Kippur does not provide a kapara. Aver shebein adol makom Yom Kippur mechaper. So if it's an avera between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, the classic organization of the averas in the Torah, bein adam l'makom versus bein adam l'chaver. So when it comes to bein adam l'makom, between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so by itself, Yom Kippur provides a kapara. However, aver shebein adam l'chaver and Yom Kippur mechaper, achi ratzis chavero. But when it comes to interpersonal averos, so there you have to appease. You have to go over to your friend and ask for forgiveness, and then and only then do you receive a kapara again in conjunction with the Yom Kippur. Darush Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mikol chatosechem lufnei Hashem titaru. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has the following drasha. The pasuk once again in Achrimos says that Yom Kippur provides a kapara for kol chatosechem. So lifnei Hashem. Aver shebein adam l'makom Yom Kippur mechaper. So when it's bein adam l'makom, so that's Yom Kippur providing the kapara. That's the lifnei Hashem. So aver shebein adam l'chavero in Yom Kippur mechaper ashi ratzis chavero. Okay, so good. So it's what we learned, but what Rav Elazar ben Azariah added is that it's a drasha. He darshens it from the pasuk. Am Rabbi Akiva Ashrechem Yisrael lifnei mi atem mitarim. So a line of Mishnah that we're all familiar with. It's put into our nusach of Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Kiva says that we're fortunate because who are we tar? Me mitar is chem avichem shebeshamayim. Tar is coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'zarakta lechem mayim tar mitartem. The Omer mikvah Yisrael ma mikvah mitar said to me ma v'kadosh Baruch Hu mitar is Yisrael. Okay, so so Rabbi Kiva says that our tar is provided by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, presumably Rabbi Kiva means that when the person, of course, is mischarid and does tshuva. Okay, lot to discuss in our Mishnah. So let's get to work. We start with the Gemara. So Hashem Vada Yin Hashem Talelo. So the Gemara says what is providing kapara? So the Mishnah says, I'll tell you which kaparas are providing kapara: the Karban Chatos and the Hashem Vadai. What about the Hashem Talu? Hashem Talu provides no kapara. So the Hakapara Ksiva Bay. And meanwhile, when you read the Pesukim in the Torah, Parshas Vayikra. Parakei, when you read the Pesukim in the Torah about the Hashem Talui, the Torah also over there says that it's providing a kapara. How come the Mishnah leaves it out? It is conspicuously absent from the Mishnah. So, Hanach Mechapri Kapara Gemura, Hashem Talui, Ne Mechapri Kapara Gemura. But the Gemara says, yeah, but I'll tell you the difference. When it comes to a Karban Hashem, meaning in a circumstance where a person is obligated to bring a Karban Hashem and he brings it, that's it. Right, the story's over. He has achieved kapara. On the other hand, when it comes to Nashem Talui, again, it's a suffix. He doesn't know whether he violated the Avera or not. What does the Hashem Talui provide? So it provides a temporary reprieve from the Avera. Rashi over here writes, Hashem Talui in Mechaper Kapar Gemura, Ela Tola Lahagin Alav Bina Yisurim. It protects you from Yisurim. Ad Shiodeh Lobe Shevada Echeit V'Yavichatas. And then if in the event that you find out that you actually did the Avera, right, whatever, however you get the information, so if you do, so then you are going to have to bring a bona fide karban chatas. So it just means that the Hashem Talui is providing just a temporary reprieve and temporary protection from Yisurim. That's all it does. It's still, that's very helpful, but that's all it does. And therefore, that's why it didn't make it into our Mishnah. So inami hanach ein acher mechaper karpas. I'm sorry, inami. Gemara says, I'll give you another reason why it is that Hashem Talui didn't make it into our Mishnah. Because hanach ein acher mechaper karparasam. Hashem Talui acher mechaper karparasam. When it comes to the chatas and the Hashem Vadai, so that's it. It by itself provides a kapara. However, when it comes to the Hashem Talui, it by itself does not provide kapara. Why did not? Because we learned in the Mishnah. Chai v'chatas v'shamas v'adai sh'avar aleim yam ha-kippurim chayav ma-shavas tuluim peturim. Because when it comes to Chav Echatos and Hashamos, and Yom Kippur comes and goes. And for whatever reason, you delayed having brought your carbon. You still have to bring your carbon, even though you've experienced Yom Kippur. When it comes to Nashem Taloi, Yom Kippur will perform the same task as a Nashem Taloi. So that means to say that if you owe a Nashem Taloi to the Beis HaMikdash, and you delayed, and Yom Kippur came and went, so that's it. You no longer have to bring a Nashem Taloi. So why did Nashem Taloi make it into our Mishnah? For a second reason, a Nashem Taloi didn't make it in, because there is a substitute for Nashem Taloi, and that's Yom Kippur. There is no substitute for a Chatas, and there is no substitute for an Hashem Vaday. Okay, so for two reasons, the Hashem Taloi didn't make it into our Mishnah. Continuing, Chatas v'yom HaKippur mechaprim im hachu, I'm sorry, Misa v'yom HaKippur mechaprim im hachuva. So when it comes to the Averes Chamuros, so it's Misa and Yom Kippur. So im hachuva im b'fnei atzman lo. So the Mishnah is very clear. The Mishnah says that's only im hachuva, meaning Yom Kippur by itself is ineffective. So, name of the local Rebbe, detailing. So, it seems like our Mishnah is not going like Rebbe. This Shita of Rebbe, we're going to hear a couple of times. The Shita of Rebbe is it's a powerful Shita, right? It's one that the Rambam does not accept as a halacha, but it's a really interesting and powerful Shita. And what the Gemara now proposes is that our Mishnah is not following the Shita of Rebbe. Now, it's an interesting point in the Gemara. We've seen this point a couple of times, and that is that the Masadra Mishnah says Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. And it is more than possible, more than feasible, that there's a Mishnah not holding like his position. Okay, in other words, he takes a position that is not the quote unquote the normal position. It's not the normative position. So the Gemara is proposing that this is an occasion. What is Rabbi Shita? Rabbi Omer, Al Kol Aver Shabbatorim, Bein Asay Tshuva, Bein Lo Asay Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. So when it comes to any Aver in the Torah, whether you do Tshuva or even if you don't do Tshuva, so Yom Kippur provides a Kapara, Chutz, with three notable exceptions. Now normally we skip the parentheses, but we're going to read the parentheses. Rashi over here clearly had it. Chutz Miparikol, Megalapanim Batoro, Mefabris, Basar. I'll explain each one of them in just a moment. Shima Asay Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Vim Lav Asay Tshuva, and Yom Kippur Mechaper. So for these three exceptional Averas, so there you need Yom Kippur and Tshuva. But for all the other Averas in the Torah, you only need Yom Kippur and you don't need Tshuva. Now, it doesn't sound like our Mishnah is subscribing to that. Our Mishnah says that for the Averas Chamuras, you need Tshuva and Yom Kippur. Or let's say it the other way around. You need Yom Kippur and Tshuva. And that's not Shita's Rebbe. So the Gemara, I'll come back in just a moment to explain the three notable exceptions, but the Gemara answers, I feel tamer Rebbe. No, you could say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, because Tshuva by Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur lo by Tshuva. So the Gemara says, look, if you're going to, according to Rebbe, this is all according to Rebbe, if you're going to attack your Avera by Tshuva, so Tshuva by alone is ineffective. That requires Yom Kippur. But, and that's what our Mishnah's point is. But if you've experienced Yom Kippur, so that's it. You don't need Tshuva coupled together with Yom Kippur. That's how you can read the Mishnah, even according to the Shita of Rebbe. Admittedly, it's a difficult read of the Mishnah, but what the Gemara is obviously trying to do is have Rebbe fit into the Mishnah so that our Mishnah is not going connected Rebbe. What are these three exceptions according to Rebbe? Or even Yom Kippur by itself is not going to be providing a kapara? So, parikol. So Rashi over here gives a very succinct description. Kofer b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, person's denial of Hashem. Megalapanim b'Torah. Rashi here too gives a very brief description, and that is the Dorish Es Torah Leganai. So a person basically gives mocking explanations of the Torah. And Rashi over here quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the 11th Perek, by Menashe, Shayadorish, Bagado, Shodofi, Lohayalulamosh, Lichtav, Ela, Vitimna, Isa, Pilegesh. Right? The end of Parshas Vayishlach, when we go through the entire lineage. So, it goes through what seems to be an exhaustive amount of information that seems to be unnecessary. And Menashe, the Gemara over there in the 11th Perek of Sanhedrin is very critical of. So Menashe, basically said, look, those psukim over there have no point, no usage, right? I don't know why it's there. And basically he is extraordinarily light about psukim in the Torah. And that is Megalapanim b'Torah. And then finally, Mefer Bris, it's kind of self-evident. Rashi writes, basically what he tries to do is he tries to undo his Mila. So all those acts are, according to Rebbe, so heinous and such an affront that Yom Kippur by itself is not going to be providing a kapara, but rather you need Yom Kippur and tshuva. Okay. So basically what we have over here is the Shita Rebbe. Our Mishnah can read like the Shita Rebbe. It's not an easy read, but it can. But the Shita Rebbe is obviously really interesting. Yom Kippur by itself, meaning Yom Kippur has a koach in of itself to provide a kapara, even if you are not an active participant in Yom Kippur. Okay, like I said, that Shita's Rebbe. It's not a simple reading of our Mishnah. The Chachamim don't agree with the Shita Rebbe, right? The normative approach, it's the Rambam. Rambam writes this clearly in Hilchos Tshuva, that in order for Yom Kippur to work, you need Tshuva coupled with Yom Kippur, right? As we know, in other words, as part of the, what Chazal did when they put the Nusach of Yom Kippur together, is they obviously made Tshuva a key component of the Nusach, so that throughout Yom Kippur, all that we have in our mind is Tshuva. Okay. Heading. Tshuvas mechaperos alveres kolos al ese va lo sase. Okay, we are three lines down from the bottom of Hey Amud Beis, and now a discussion of trying to put the averas in categories. Well, the Mishnah did already. The Mishnah says that what we have are averas kolos and averas chamuros. And a simple reading of the Mishnah is that averas kolos are basically ese and lo sase, and averas chamuros are anything more harsher than that. Okay, that's the simple reading of the Mishnah. First, the Gemara comments, Hashta alo sase mechaperos al ese mibaye. Look, if tshuva is able to provide a kapara for lo sase, it for sure should be provide a kapara for nase. Now, it's really interesting. The Gemara assumes over here, like no hesitation whatsoever, that a lo sase is harsher than a nase, than a bitul ase. Okay, why the Gemara makes that assumption, it's not totally clear. Meaning that we just discussed the other day that when it comes to asay, we don't know the power of a mitzvah asay, right? And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says is that treat every mitzvah asay as if it's, you know, if it's the most important mitzvah. They're all, you know, they're all critical, but it's just so interesting that the Gemara assumes that if tshuva works for los asay, for sure it's going to work for an asay. Okay, it's a lot to think about, and I'm not providing the ample time to think about it, but anyway, that's what the Gemara's assumption is. I assume onish plays a big role in it, right? I like that approach, and I think you hit it, but it's just so interesting. But anyway, the Gemara says I'm Rav Yehuda hachi kamar, so that Rav Yehuda's and therefore what? And therefore the Mishnah doesn't even need to write asay. Meaning, if all you're telling me is that there's this category of averus kalos, so tell me the los asay, and we would have figured out asay. And there's no reason for the Mishnah to write it. So I'm Rav Yehuda hachi kamar. So Rav Yehuda says, yeah, but here's how you read the Mishnah. Al esev al los asay shenitek lasay. Oh, okay, fine. So. Basically, the reason why the Mishnah put together Asse and Lo Sase is there to help us understand what Lo Sase means. Lo Sase does not mean a standard negative prohibition, but rather it means a lighter Lo Sase, i.e. a Lo Sase, Shenitak Lase, Lavanitak Lase. Gemara Makos, we discussed this at length, Lavanitak Lase. But basically the idea is that there's a love where there's no punishment. Why? Because there's a way for you to correct and rectify. So classic example would be Nosar, right? The Torah says not to leave over any carbon. And if you do, so now you violate a lav in the Torah. So what's the correction? The correction is by Ish Tisrofa, you burn in fire. That's a lav in itak lase gzela, another classic example. You steal. The Torah says, okay, veheshiv is a gzela. So there's a way to rectify. Because there's a means of rectification, there's no onish, there's no punishment. When the Mishnah is talking about averus kalos, it's talking about not a standard lav, it's talking about a lav in itak lase. And it's coupled with the assay to teach me exactly that point. Okay, so the Gemara says, really? So now basically what we're saying now is that when it comes to tshuva, tshuva by itself doesn't work for a standard lav. That's obviously a chiddush. And the Gemara really balks at that chiddush. So the Gemara says, v'alo sase gamar lo. So you're telling me now that tshuva by itself doesn't work for a standard lo sase? Gemara says, that's really difficult. So viriminu. Gemara says, wait one second. Let's take a look at the following Braisa, Elu Hein Kalo. So here the Braisa, again, working with the same assumption of the Mishnah, that basically we're going to take Averis and put them in two categories, lighter and harsher, and for the lighter ones, Tshuva by itself works, and for the harsher ones, you need more than Tshuva. You need Tshuva plus. But meanwhile, let's take a look at the Braisa as it gives definitions. Elu Hein Kalos, Ese Velosa Ase, Chutz Milo Sisa. So basically, every lav in the book, right? I mean that here literally. So every lav in the book, with notable exception to the Avera of Lo Sisa, right? The third of the Aseres HaDibros. So what does it sound like from this Braisa? Basically, every lav, with one exception of Lo Sisa, for whatever reason, right? Lo Sisa is a exists on a higher threshold, but but all the other averos are considered in the kalos, and it's clear from this brisa that when we talk about the averos kalos, we include also the standard lav. That's not how we just explained our Mishnah. So the Gemara defends. The Gemara says, "Well, Lo Sisa v'chol de damile." No, when we said Lo Sisa, we're just using that as a prototype. We mean every standard lav. So in other words, a way to read the brisa, admittedly, it's not an easy way to read the brisa, but a way to read the brisa is that when it says chutz mi Lo Sisa, it means with exception to every standard lav. Okay, again, that's tricky. It's a tricky way to read it, but that's what the Gemara is right now suggesting. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's try this again. Rav Yehuda amar koshu Lo Sisa lamata, tshuva mechaperes. Mi Lo Sisa lamala, tshuva tole v'yam kippur mechaper. So in this brisa, again, it's the same basic idea. Structurally, there are two categories of averus. There's kalos and there's chamuras. And over here, we're drawing a line in the sand in terms of demarcating what's kalos and what's averus. Now, granted, by the way, the Gemara normally would spend a lot of time with it, which is that we know where the line is. The line is Lo Sisa. That's the line. Anything above it, that's chamuras. Anything below it is kalos. Now, of course, from the brisa, what does it sound like? We don't know where Lo Sisa is, meaning on what side of the border is Lo Sisa. So the brisa is... It just simply means that tshuva by itself works for anything below, and for anything above, you need tshuva plus. Tshuva plus Misa, tshuva plus Yom Kippur. That's what it means. Okay, but anyway, so let's read the brisa the way the Gemara understands it. The Gemara understands the brisa to mean that Lo Sisa ulamala, from Lo Sisa and below, tshuva mechaperes. Meaning, and the Gemara right now assumes that Lo Sisa is included in that as well. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Other way around. The Lo Sisa, Lo Sisa is included in that. Which would imply then that I'm bouncing back and forth. Lo Sisa belongs to the higher category, which means that every other Avera belongs in the lower category. Okay, that's right now how the Gemara understands it. Again, the Brisa itself, it just really doesn't provide enough words, but that's right now how the Gemara understands it. And again, the answer of the Gemara is the same basic answer, Lo Sisa v'chol de damile. Now, when we say Lo Sisa, we mean Lo Sisa as an example of a lav. But the truth of the matter is every standard lav belongs in the higher category, and therefore, tshuva by itself doesn't work with a standard lav. Right now, the Gemara is in the middle of arguing that when it comes to a standard lav, so tshuva by itself doesn't work. The Gemara says, really, let's test this out again. This is going to be our third round. Tashma. Lefishin emar becharev tshuva v'nika. Yachol af lo sisa imahen. So by charev, so by cheta egal, so there was tshuva. And there was a kapara. Now, it says by charev that v'nika, we were cleaned, we were expunged. So Yachov Lo Sisa Mahem. So I might have thought that Lo Sisa also goes along for it as well. Tamalama Lo Yinake. The Torah also says no. Nake Lo Yinake. So and in just a moment, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. Well, which one is it? Is it Nake or is it Lo Yinake? So Yachov Shar Chayve Lavin Kain. Tamalama Et Shmo. Shmo De Namanake Avamanaku Shar Chayve Lavin. So maybe Lo Sisa now is just simply a prototype, and that's true by all the lav in the Torah. The Bryce over here says no, it's not true. Lo Sisa stands alone, right? Lo Sisa Shem Hashem L'shav. So when you are, when you take Shem Hashem and you abuse it, so under those circumstances, tshuva by itself doesn't work. But for all the other averos, tshuva by itself works. Okay, so the brisa over here, it's really hard to extricate ourselves from this brisa. This brisa seems to clearly indicate that for a standard lav, tshuva by itself works. So the Gemara says, Tanaihi. So the Gemara says, okay. Backed into a corner, the Gemara says, yeah. Machlok is Tanayim. Did Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Ama, tshuva mechaperes. Ala, seva, lo, sase, shinita, glase. So here the Brisa, this Brisa is very clear. That tshuva by itself works for what? For bitalase. For alav hanita, glase. Ama, tshuva, tola, v'yama, kippur, mechaper. Al, krisus, v'amisus, basin, v'al, lo, sase, gamor. Okay, so this Brisa, really, this brisa is really clear that the chamuros, including the chamuros, aside from Mises Bezdin and Chayvi Krisus, is also a lav gamur. Okay, so when all said and done, what comes out from this discussion now is that we have two categories. We have kalos, we have chamuros, and We know that Esse and Lavani Tak Lase belong in the Kalos. We know Krisos Misas Basin belong in the Chamuros. What about a Lav, just a Lav Gamor, like a straightforward Lav in the Torah? So now we know it's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether it belongs in the Chamuros category or it belongs in the Kalos category. Amar Lefishin Amar Bechari Vinikam Analan. Okay, let's go back to the Braisa. Good. So the discussion now has arrived at its conclusion. It ends up being a machlokes tanaim. The Gemara now wants to go back and reopen what we just learned together that by chol rev. So it says vinika. So minalan. So the Gemara now wants to know the source of this idea. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Rebbe Lazar Amar Yev Shalomar Nika Shekvar Nemar Lo Yinake. Vyev Shalomar Lo Yinake Shekvar Nemar Nake Haketzad. So good. So at Chorev, after Cheta Egel, so Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe the Yud Gimel. I was going to say Midos Shatar and Adreshes Baim. So the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, but when it comes to Vanake, so it says Vanake Lo Yinake. So that's obviously confusing. Which one is it? After Tshuva, are we cleared of our averus? Or are we not cleared of our averus? So the Gemara says Haketzah Menakei Ulushavim Menakei Leinu Shavim. So over here, a really simple explanation, and that is that if you do tshuva, so then you will receive nikui. You'll have your aver expunged. If you don't do tshuva, so it will not be expunged. Okay, really straightforward. But that's the yishuv of the seemingly ambiguous language. Shal Rabbi Masi ben Charish es Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Baromi. Shamas arbe chaluka kaparish ayah Rabbi Shmuel Doresh. So Rabbi Masia asks Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you know, I heard that Rabbi Shmuel broke it up into four categories. Now, that's a lot, meaning so far we've exposed ourselves to two categories, Kalos and Chamuros. So now we're opening it up to four categories. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you misheard. And that is Shloshahin, Vichuvam Kol Echav Echad. There are three categories. And with the three categories, so a way of providing kapara is that you need tshuva for each one of them. Okay, now, so why are there three categories? So let's go over the three categories. So over here, the discussion is not how to get a kapara, but when is kapara going to be achieved? Right? Up until now, meaning in the Mishnah and in the ensuing discussion, the Gemara that we've been having now for the last 20 plus minutes. So we've been talking about how do you get kapara. So again, for kalos, tshuva by itself. For chamuros, tshuva plus. You need tshuva plus either Yom Kippur or Misa. Good. Now we're talking about when you're going to be getting kapara. So over here, so category number one, I'm going to go back. I'm going back to Avar. Aval ase v'shav einu zaz misham achem achlum lo shenem reshuva badim shavavim. So if it's just a bitul ase and you do tshuva, so the kapara comes immediately. Avra lo sase v'ase lo sase v'ase tshuva. Lo sase v'asa tshuva. Thank you. If a person violates the lo sase and he does tshuva tola v'yama kippur mechaper. So there it doesn't come immediately. So you're gonna have to wait to Yom Kippur. Shenemer kiva yom hazeh chaper alechem mikol chatoseichem. Okay. So for a lav, so you need tshuva, but you also need Yom Kippur as well. Okay. Finally, category number three. Avraham Christus and Mises based in Vasa Chuva Chuva Vyama Kippurim Tolm Yisurim Mimarkin Shenamar Ufakarati Pesheva Pisham of Negaim Avonam. So in category number three is for Chayvi Christus and Mises based in, where there you did Chuva and you experienced Yom Kippur as well, still, Kapara has not yet fully been achieved. What do you need? You also need Yisurim as well. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim to support this idea. Ava Mishi Yeshel Chila Hashem. Now, there is a fourth category, but it's not a fourth category because, as we're going to see together right now, for this fourth category, there is no possibility of kapara and tshuva. For this fourth category, it's just simply you're off the table. So Ava Mishi Yeshel Chila Hashem Biyado, but a person has Chila Hashem. So Ein Lo Koch B'Shuva Lit Los V'Lo B'Yam Kippurim L'Chaper V'Lo B'Surim L'Marek. So there, nothing will be effective. So not tshuva, not Yom Kippur, not Yisurim. Ela Kulan Tolan Misa Memarekas. But you do have Misa. Okay, now, obviously, it didn't make it into the categories because Misa is something that you cannot take care of in this world. In other words, obviously, Misa is providing a kapara, but, you know, it's a one-shot deal. Okay. So Shenemar, and here the pasuk quotes the pasuk Yeshayahu, v'nigla b'aznei Hashem tzvakosi michupara avon hazeh lachem ad temusun. Okay, so clearly the Navi is describing that there's an avera where Misa, and only Misa, is going to be providing the kapara. Now, what is Chilul Hashem? Now, before we get to the Gemara's definition of Chilul Hashem, so I'm going to share with you a really important Rashi, which I'll show you a couple of Rashis this morning that clearly play into this theme. Rashi, take a look at Rashi Chilul Hashem. Rashi writes three words, Chote, so not only are you sinning, but Machti Acherim, but you're causing other people to sin. So again, we have a basic already, we have a basic understanding of Chilul Hashem. It means basically that you're being a bad ambassador to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Your actions now speak really poorly about the fact that you are a reflection of, we are a reflection of Hashem's people on this earth. Okay, that we all understand that. But Rashi over here writes that Chilul Hashem means that not only are you sinning, but your actions are going to cause other people to sin as well. Okay, and I'll show you over the course of the examples that the Gemara gives that Rashi is really subscribing to this idea. That Chilul Hashem not only includes being a chote, but machti acherim. Continuing in the Gemara, hechidam mechilul Hashem. So the Gemara is going to give numerous examples of Chilul Hashem, each one by a particular amara. Amarav kagon, ana. So Rav says, I'll give you an example of Chilul Hashem. I'll give you a personal example, says Rav. So isha kinna bisram bitavcha v'lo yavina demela alter. So let's say I purchase meat from the butcher and I don't pay him immediately. So Rav says that I work at such a level that if I don't pay him immediately, and I say, put on my tab. So at that point in time, it's a Chilul Hashem. Rashi writes over here, "V'lo yavin demei la'alter kishani me'achir lefroa," and I delay in paying. Who omer shani gazlan? So for a moment, he's going to think, "Okay, I'm a gazlan." V'lamad mimeni lios mezalzel begezel. And once he thinks I'm a gazlan, so he's going to say, "Oh, Rav, you know, if Rav can steal, oh, I can do the same as well." Again, Rashi with the chote umachte. So the so I'm Rabbi. So that's so obviously Rav would avoid that situation and he would pay immediately. The Gemara over here qualifies I'm Rabbi Loshanu Allah Ba'asur Dolo Tibai Ava Ba'asur Di Tibai Leisan Ba. So if it's a kind of community where there are such a thing as a tab and the custom the minhag of the makam is to put on your tab, so then obviously there's no problem with not paying immediately. I'm Ravino Mas Mechasya. Asra de Tibaye Hu. And Ravina points out that Masa Mechasya, he's obviously a member of that town. So there are tabs and you don't have to pay immediately in such a town. Okay. So obviously context is really important. And if your minhag of the makom is that there's such a thing called a tab, so then that's not a problem. Another example. Abaye kid shakal, bisra mitre shutfa yai vizuzelahai vizuzelahai. So let's say Abaye is purchasing meat. And it happens to be that there are partners. And whatever, they talk to each other, but not that often. And now he buys the meat. So what he does is he pays not once, but twice for the meat. Why? Because what he's afraid of is that one partner will see a buy taking out the meat, having not paid for it, not realizing that he paid the other partner. And so for a moment in time now, he's going to think to himself, oh, I just walked away with the meat. And again, it's a Chilul Hashem. So now Abai is paying twice for the meat. Okay, so that's strange, but the Gemara points out. Now, eventually, the partners are going to figure it out. Meaning that when they do a cheshbon with each other, in other words, it's a partnership, so they're going to communicate. So when they do a cheshbon together, they're going to realize that Abaye paid twice, and they're going to refund Abaye. But Abaye did not want to go for a moment, people thinking that he didn't pay. That's why he paid twice. Another example. There's a third example. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kegonana de Mesgina Abraamos below Torah below Tefillin. Rav Yochanan says, I walk 4 amos and I'm not learning Torah, I'm not wearing tefillin. So that's a Chilul Hashem. People will say, well, Rav Yochanan's just wasting his time. He's twiddling his thumbs. Okay, we could do the same as well. Chilul Hashem. A fourth example, Yitzchak. Debe Rav Yanaimar, Koshech Haver, Mizbaishim, Achmash Muaso. If people are embarrassed by you, in other words, your behavior is such that people are just simply embarrassed by your behavior. That's a Chilul Hashem. A fifth example, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak going to Ka'amre Inche, Sharele Marla Panaye. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, when people say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him. So if people are talking like that about you, So then obviously you are the subject of a Chilul Hashem. Abaye Amar Kidetanya, Abaye says, look, I'll give you a brisa supporting this very idea. So not only are you to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on top of that, you're supposed to behave in a manner in which when people see you, they will come to love Hashem. So first of all, you're doing the basics. So you're learning Chumash, you're learning Mishnah, and you're being Mishamish Talmid HaChachamim, which is the Gemara's way of learning Gemara. Right, Mishamish Talmid HaChacham just simply means now, not only you're learning the Mishnah, but you're understanding the Mishnah. So, Maso Benachas, and whenever we're talking with people, you're always pleasant. And, Imabrios Omer Salav. So now, that you're learning Torah and you're extraordinarily pleasant with people, so what people are going to say about you is Ashrei Aviv Shelimdo Torah, Ashrei Rabbo Shelimdo Torah. And, so people are going to say, look, that's fantastic. Right, his father taught him Torah, his Rebbe taught him Torah. So the Oilam Labir Shalom Limda Torah. It's such a terrible tragedy if somebody doesn't learn Torah. And Plani Shalom Limda Torah. Rau Kama Na'im Derachav. This person learned Torah, and look how pleasant he is. Kama Misukanim Ma'asav. How correct are his? He's a refined individual. Alav Akasav Amar V'Yamali Avdi Atay Yisrael Asher Becha Espa'er. You're going to be glorified. And you're going to glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. However, let's say, again, you're doing the basics. You're reading Chumash, you're learning Mishnah, you're learning Gemara. However, you're not dealing faithfully with people. In business, you're not an honest person. And the way you speak is just simply unpleasant. So what are people saying about you? Woe to his father and his Rebbe taught him Torah. Oilo the Rabbi Shalim the Torah Ploni Shalim the Torah Rahu Kama Mekukalav Masav. He's learning Torah, and meanwhile, this is how he acts in such an unrefined manner. The Kama Mecho Arim Derachav. His ways are disgusting. Ve'alav Akasav Omer. Be'amor Lahem Am Hashem Elo Ume Artso Yatsau. Now I understand why they were taken out of their land. I get it. Because of the way they conduct themselves. Okay. So the Bryce over here just simply illustrates the example of not only learning Torah, but then putting it into practice and having a refined character and basically providing a Kiddush Hashem as opposed to a Chilul Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Gedola Tshuva, Shemevir Refua La'olam. Okay. The Gemara over here now, just talks about the Koach of Tshuva, a big part of second half of today's daf. What is the efficacy of tshuva? So the Gemara says, first of all, mevi'a refu la'olam, it brings refu to the world. Pasuk says, shenemar efeim eshuvasam ohavam nidavam. So from their tshuva, so I'm going to provide a refuah. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanin, Rami Ksiv, two psukim seem to be in conflict with one another. One pasuk says, tshuva banim shovavim demikar shovavim. So one pasuk says that you do tshuva shovavim. It's as if you've done tshuva all along, meaning that it totally expunges your record. And meanwhile, demikar shovavim atem. Uksiv arape mishuvosechem. Another pasuk says, I'm going to heal you. Meaning that you were sick and you did tshuva, sick meaning spiritually, and you did tshuva, and I'm going to heal you. But it doesn't sound like we're expunging. It just simply means that you had to recover. You're in remission, but you're not fully healed. So lo kasha kami ava kami ira. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to break down tshuva into two different categories. Tshuva that is motivated by ava, tshuva motivated by ira. Tshuva motivated by ava, so that expunges. Tshuva motivated by ira, so it heals. But it doesn't expunge. Rabbi Yehuda Ramiksiv, Rabbi Yehuda also notes a discrepancy between Psukim, Shuva Banim Shovavim, Arapei, Meshuva Sechem. So one pasuk indicates that we do tshuva, we're like children to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uksiv, Ki Anochi Balti Bachem, Lakachti Eschem, Echad Meir, Vishanim Mishpacha. And another pasuk in Yirmiyahu indicates that what happens when we do tshuva, so we Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes our Adoni, becomes our master. So are we banim to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are we avadim to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Which one is it? So lokasha kamiava o miira kana yidei yisurin. So the Gemara says, well, look, if it's a kind of tshuva which is motivated internally, either from ava or from yira, but it's internally motivated, and you came on your own to realize that you need to do tshuva, and you want to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you want a better relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that now we become banim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If on the other hand yisurim, externally motivated by suffering, so okay, it's still a tshuva, but we're not banim there. We're avadim. I'm Rabbi Levi Gedola Tshuva Shemagas at Kisei Akavo. Kavod. Again, Divrei Agadah in the Gemara now, in terms of how effective tshuva is, number one, tshuva is, goes all the way to the top. It goes to the Kisei HaKavod. Shenemar Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. It's Ad Hashem, right. Correct. Top of the Amud Beis, Pevav Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan Gedol Tshuva Shedoche Eslos Aseh Shebetorah. Tshuva so great that it knocks off an Isser in the Torah. Knocks off an Isser in the Torah. What is that a reference to? Gemara goes on to explain. Shenemar. Basically, to explain it, not literally, but succinctly, so if a man marries a woman and then divorces her and then marries another woman, divorces the second woman, can't go back to his first wife. And Isser in the Torah, you can't go back to your first wife after you're married to someone else in between. So she married someone else in the interim, so you can't take her back if she's available. So that would mean now that it's right. So we have a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're married to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we go ahead and we detach ourselves from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we attach and attach ourselves to Avodah Zarah. So when we want to do tshuva, so if we follow the laws of the Torah, so we can't go back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the lo yuchal ba'la harishon. So, and meanwhile, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. So tshuva is so powerful that basically what it's able to do is uproot a law in the Torah. Okay.
Does she actually have to marry the person, or just, even if she's just a son,
I believe it has to be marriage.
It has to be marriage.
Yes. Hopefully I'm saying correctly, but I believe so. Okay, more examples of how powerful tshuva is. I'm Rav Yonatan, Gedol Tshuva. Shemikareves or Shemivias a Geula brings Geula. Shenemar Valetzion Goel Shavei Pesha BiYakov. Matam Mo Valetzion Goel. Amishum to Shavei Pesha BiYakov. So we do tshuva. It brings about the Geula. Number four. Okay, I'm counting. Amar Yishlakish Gedola Tshuva Shiz Donas Nasas Lo Kishkagos. What tshuva does is it takes an aver that you did and you did it deliberately, and it's able to reshape it and make it like a shkaga. Shenemar Shuva Yisrael Hashem Lakecha Ki Kishalta BaAvonech. So Ha Avon. Avon Mazin, who? Now, normally Avon is understood as intentional. The Kakarile Michshol. And meanwhile, the Pasuk describes it as being a Michshol. So it's able to take the Zdonos and turn into Shkagos. Now, the Gemara says now, Reish Lakish went one step further. Reish Lakish says that it could take an Aver that you did with Zadon and actually turn into a Zechus, turn the negative into a positive. So that's much better. So, okay, good. So, on them, meaning on these averes, you're going to live. Meaning, basically, the aver is now going to be converted and turn into a zechus. So, lokasha kami ava kami yira. So, once again, in today's daf, so we see this distinction of tshuva miava, tshuva miyira. Tshuva miava, in other words, you just simply love Akash Baruch Hu so much, you want to draw yourself closer to Hashem. You're doing tshuva motivated by ava. So, there, what it's able to do is take the averes and turn it into a zechus. If, however, you're just simply afraid of the onish, again, it's a level, by the way. It's a madrega. The Gemara is not speaking poorly about it. The Gemara is just simply saying it's not as high a level. So if you're doing tshuva miyira, so, okay, so then what it does is it takes your averos and it turns it into shkagos. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmini, Amar Rav Yonas on Gedola Tshuva, Shema Arechesh Nosef Shel Adam. So it lengthens your years. Shemar Veshuv Rasha Mirshaso Yichya. Okay, so it provides life. I'm Rav Yisrael Gamri Bar Marava Mishmei the Rava Bar Mari Barish Loki Midas Akash Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. So you should see that the pathways of Akash Baruch Hu are not the same as us. Midas Basav Adam Maknidas Chaveru Bedvarim. So let's talk about how we exist on this world and contrast that with Akash Baruch Hu. So for us down here, so let's say you have a fight with somebody. Safik Mispayis Semenu Safik Ain Mispayis Semenu. So is there going to be appeasement? I don't know. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Right? People hold a grudge. It's unfortunate, but that's just simply the way the world works. And look, you're going to try to use the right words. You don't know if you're going to be using the right words. And maybe words by themselves aren't going to be enough. Okay. So, but meanwhile, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when one of his children on this earth violate an Avera, so Mispais Meimenu Bedvarim. So all we need to do is sincerely apologize. And the Shenamar Kuimachem Dvarim Veshuva Lashem. So the Pasuk in Hosea. So all we need are dvarim, all we need are words. Again, sincere, but all we need are words, and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us back. And just following along the pasuk in Hosea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us good for doing tshuva. On top of that, it's like we offer karbana shenemar and neshama parim is fasenu shema tamar parichova. Now, what kind of karban are we talking about? Maybe an obligatory karban. So tamalam rapem mishuvasam o avam nedava. No, it's a karban nedava. Okay, good. So once again, the powers of tshuva and how Kadosh Baruch Hu is so ready to accept our tshuva. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hayya Rabbi Meir Omer gedola tshuva she bishvil yachish as tshuva machlon cholam kula. How powerful is tshuva? One person can do tshuva, and it's going to have an impact on the entire world. Shenamar erpem mishuvasam o avim nedava kishav api mi menu, and the pasuk says that this person did tshuva. So mehemlo namar ala mi menu. So clearly the pasuk in Hosea started off with a multitude of people having the need to do tshuva. And meanwhile, because one person did tshuva, so that has an effect on the entire world. Heichi dami bal tshuva. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's an example of a person who has done tshuva? Like, in other words, what is a good way of illustrating that the person's tshuva was sincere? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Amar Rav Yehuda Kagon, Shabali Yado Davra Avera Pam Rishon Vishniya, Vinitzal Himenu. So let's say he had an opportunity to do the Avera, and he didn't do the Avera. Okay, so that would be an example now that the person experienced real tshuva. Meaning, obviously, tshuva are words, but the words have to be sincere. What is the litmus test to see that there was sincerity in the words? So again, an opportunity to do the Avera, and he didn't do the Avera. So, Machir Rav Yehuda Ka'osa Isha Ba'osa Isha Ba'osa Perik Ba'osa Makam. Rav Yehuda over here is very specific. And that is that, how do you know about the sincerity of the tshuva? So it has to be not just another opportunity, but another opportunity with that woman in a similar time span and in a similar place, meaning that the conditions have to be the same and you pass on the opportunity. It goes without saying, but I'm not going to let it go without saying, it goes without saying that you shouldn't tempt fate, meaning that you're right, you did tshuva and now you want to show, look how accomplished I am. Look how much tshuva I did. I'm going to put myself in the same position, right? Not recommended, meaning that's a terrible idea. It just simply means that a litmus test, it's just a litmus test, to show that you did tshuva is that if you were in that same situation, you would pass on that opportunity. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav Rami Ksiv. One pasuk says, Ashrei Nasui Pesha Kisui Chata. So what should a person do? A person should cover up his averas. Meaning, a person shouldn't reveal to other people that he did averas, right? Obviously. In other words, tshuva needs to be part of his rehabilitation. But in terms of broadcasting it to other people, what he did, don't broadcast it to other people. And meanwhile, another pasuk indicates that if you cover over your pshayim, you're not going to be successful. You should broadcast your averas to other people. Okay, so that's obviously challenging. Lokasha habechet meforsam habechet shenem meforsam. So one approach of the Gemara is that if we're talking about something which is meforsam versus something which is not meforsam, something publicized versus something which is not publicized. Meaning if it's something that people don't know about, so no need to share that information. In fact, keep it to yourself. If it's something that's already been publicized, so then trying to cover it up is not going to help. Okay, that's one approach. It's a difficult approach, meaning it's reactive. It's not a strategy in terms of how to navigate. It's just simply a reaction to something that already has happened. Okay, but that's an approach. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Nachman Kan Be'aver Shebein Adam L'Chaver Kan Be'aver Shebein Adam L'Makom. The Gemara gives the second approach, and the second approach is it depends on which category of aver we're talking about. If it's aver Shebein Adam L'Makom, so that do not reveal to other people. Keep that to yourself. However, if it's aver Shebein Adam L'Chaver, so reveal to other people. Why do you want to reveal that to other people? So Rashi over here writes, Rashi on the right-hand column. Rashi writes, Aver Shabban Adam L'Chaver, Yigal L'Rabim, Shivakshu Mimene Shim Cholo. So Rashi connects it to what we learned earlier this morning. We know that when it comes to Aver Shabban L'Chavero, so you need appeasement. You need him, you need him to tell you that he forgives you. Well, right, if you can have ambassadors on your behalf, people that will intercede on your behalf, so hopefully that'll help. Now, again, by the way, there's a lot of common sense that goes along together with all this. And if the person is not going to be happy by you revealing publicly how you hurt him, how you harmed him, so that also has to be taken into consideration as well. Meaning, good. In other words, it's, you know, take everything we learned, and also a heavy dosage of common sense. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adam over Avera Parmishona Mochon Lo Shnei Mochon Lo Shlishes Mochon Lo Revias Mochon Lo. So you're a repeat offender. You do it once, twice, even a third time. Akash Baruch Hu is ready to forgive. However, by the fourth time, Akash Baruch Hu is not ready to forgive. Shenemar Koam Hashem Al Shlosh Pishe Yisrael Al Arba'a Lo Ashivenu. Pasuk in Amos. It's a Haftorah. Okay, I don't remember which parsha it's for. I should, but it's somewhere at the end of Bereshit, but I don't remember which one. Anyway, the pasuk says, "Hein kol eila yifal el pamim shaloshim gavar." So Maiva Omer. So there are two psukim that the Gemara quotes that speaks to this idea that for it's not three strikes and you're out. It's really four strikes and you're out. Okay, so why two psukim vaomer v'chite mahani mila b'tzibur avav yachilo? So tashma hein kol eila yifal el pamim. Shalosh im gever. So the first pasuk talks about something that was offensive to the tzibur. Over here, even if it's something that is individual, so that also is included in the four strike policy. Okay, this is a good pausing point. Tanu Rabbanan is where we're going to pick it up tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to mark the spot. Okay, let's recap our daf today. It was a lot. We started with the Mishnah on Pehem and Beis. We talked about how to achieve kapara. We talked about how achatas and hashem vada is mechaper in of itself. Yom Kippur is mechaper, but only complemented with tshuva. As far as tshuva is concerned, tshuva works for averus kalos, but for averus chumos, averus chamuros, you need tshuva plus. Okay, and the Mishnah made a couple of other points as well, but those are the points of the Mishnah that we really focused on this morning. As far as the points we made in the Gemara, we spent a little bit of time contrasting the Hashem Vaday versus the Hashem Talui, explaining why Hashem Talui didn't make it into our Mishnah. We also discussed the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe has a really unique Shita, and one that is not accepted by the Rambam, which is that Yom Kippur provides a kapara even without tshuva. That Shita's Rebbe. As our Mishnah conformed to the Shita of Rebbe, the answer of the Gemara is maybe. You can read Rebbe's Shita into the Mishnah. It's not easy, but the Gemara attempted to do so. The distinction between Averis Kalos and Chamuros, again, for Kalos, tshuva by itself. For Chamuros, you need tshuva plus. Tshuva plus Yom Kippur, tshuva plus Misa, you need tshuva plus. What is an Averis Kala and what's an Chamura? So we know pretty much what exists in Kalos and in Chamuros. In Kalos, you have the Essay, you have a Lav and Itak La'Essay. In the Chamuros, you have Krisus and Misus based in. What about a Lav by itself? So we saw Machlokas Tanayim as to whether or not it belongs in the category of Kalos or whether it belongs in the category of Chamuros. When does Tshuva provide the Kapara? So there, the Gemara in the middle, Pevava Manalov, told us that there are three categories for this halacha. For an Aseh, for Bitl Aseh, you do Tshuva, you get Kapara immediately. For a Los Aseh, you need Tshuva plus Yom Kippur. For Krisus and Mises based in, you need tshuva, you need Yom Kippur, and you need Yisurim as well. For Chil HaShem, no. Tshuva by itself, not enough. Tshuva plus Yom Kippur, plus Yisurim, not enough. Misa. Misa is the only thing that will provide a full kapara for Chil HaShem. The Gemara on the bottom of Peh Vav Amud Aleph made distinctions between tshuva me'ava versus tshuva me'ira. We also made another distinction between tshuva that's done either from Ava or Yira versus tshuva that is externally motivated by Yisurim. And then on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Aleph, going all the way well into Pei Vav Amud Beis, we talked about the koach ha-tshuva. How strong, how powerful, how effective is tshuva? And the Gemara gave us, seven different examples of how effective tshuva is and how powerful tshuva is. You do an avera, should you not share that with other people? Should you share that with other people? So we have psukim that give us mixed views on this matter. And the Gemara says, the Gemara gives a couple of distinctions. The second distinction of the Gemara is that if it's averas ben adam lemakom, do not share with other people. That's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Averas ben adam lechaveru, share that with other people. Rashi says a goal of which is so that other people can help be an ambassador to you to help and help him help you gain appeasement from the aggrieved party. Okay, let's stop over here.